for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2017 Summer Family Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday evening, July the 2nd, 2017. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the evening, teaching on Great Deceptions.
One will put 1,000 to flight and 2 to 10 thousand. So I'm asking you, saints of God, to pray along with me. What's up, Holy Spirit? Okay. Dear Yahweh, Heavenly Father, pray with me. We come to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you that you are God Almighty and that you are the great I Am. We thank you that you have given us the Holy Spirit to be counselor, comforter, advocate, teacher, the deliverer. We thank you for your presence, for your deliverance anointing. It is the anointing that will break the yokes. Come and fill us with your spirit, compassion, love, discernment, word of knowledge, wisdom, interpretation, and insight. We as your children choose to crucify the flesh so that nothing from ourselves will be transferred here. We clothe ourselves with your priestly garments to fulfill the calling you have upon our lives. Open our spiritual eyes and ears, Father. Thank you, Father, that you have given us all the power of the enemy and that nothing shall in any way harm us. We forbid any interference with the work of the Holy Spirit. Father, we come against any communication lines according to Ephesians between the powers, world rulers, principalities, spiritual hosts, and divine hosts in the air, earth, and the heavenlies, and under the earth. Let me pray to say, Father, thank you for your angels that go off into the heavenlies and cut them off in Jesus' name. Now, we close off all entrances and exits in the name of Jesus. We ask that all spiritual cameras and recorders be smashed in the name of Jesus. We come against any witches, witch doctors, magicians, and wizards in the name of Jesus. We cut off all communication with Satan himself and close the doors in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid any spirit from the outside to enter this place for whatever reason. And we forbid any evil spirit to be sent to any other place or person as a result of what happens here. Let me say this. Go to Jesus and be judged. Those that are leaving and those that are hanging around here, go to Jesus and be judged now and go where he wants you to. So we now forbid any reinforcement of power from the side of Satan in the name of Jesus the Messiah. Father, we ask for confusion in the enemy camp. Father, we ask you to set up your warring angels in this room and arrest any human spirit, dead human spirit, spirit now, familiar spirit, and remove them to become the footstool of the King Jesus Christ. We bind every evil spirit in this place and forbid any violence, unneeded manifestations, show-off demons, pride, fear of man, mind-blinding, deaf and dumb, and tormenting in the name of Jesus. But we submit what the deliverance looks like to you, Lord Jesus. Everybody in this room, say that with me. All who want deliverance. Say, we submit what the deliverance looks like to you, Lord Jesus. Say, we refuse any meditation circles. We isolate any power of demonic forces from each other in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid and bind hypnosis, self-hypnosis, meditation, psychic powers in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We isolate the powers one from another in the name of Jesus. We cleanse the four elements, water, air, fire, and earth from all witchcraft with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father, to cover all mirrors with your blood. Seal off all gateways in the name of Jesus. We come against any spells, rituals, incantations, hexes, sacrifices, curses, or altars raised up against us and in person. Thank you that you blow out all candles which may have been lit in rituals against us in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you that all curses are reversed into blessings. Say, devil, you can't curse what God has blessed in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you seal off this room with the precious blood, that you will hide us in the Holy Spirit and declare this room as holy ground. Father, we ask that you send your ministering angels to come and minister to us in the name of Jesus Christ. We surrender to you, Holy Spirit of God, because we know that it's not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, says the Father. We ask that you cover our loved ones, and we place all circumstances under your control and protection, our finances, our marriages, our relationships, our ministries. We now bind Satan's kingdom here on the earth, just as it's found in heaven, in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father, to prepare the heavenly courtroom, and that all demons and familiar spirits come and take their places. We agree, you, Father, are the judge, Jesus the advocate, and the Holy Spirit the witness. Thank you for your word. We have overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony in the name of Jesus, who is King of Kings. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That may have seemed long to you. And for some of you, you go, what in the world? But let me tell you something. You just spoke words. They're going to allow God to do everything that he wants to do. And if you meant it, okay, God's going to do everything that he wants to do. How many want him to have his glory today? Amen? All right. Thank you, Father, for the agreement. Thank you, Father, for your good hand upon our lives. All right. Tonight we're going to talk about great deceptions, occultism, entertainment, tattoos, essential oils, and possibly one more, should time permit. So we're going to start off, and there seems to be a theme. Brother Kernan talked about witchcraft last night, sorcery. Okay? Let me tell you something. I want to state this in general. And Deborah was right. We don't have to figure that mess. But we better not ignore it. You need to hear me. Everyone in this room that's ever listened, I'm going to tell you, everyone in this room has been affected by witchcraft. Everybody, whether you know it or not. You've been affected at the very least by the fact that it's come down your bloodline and has never repented for and dealt with. And by the way, the enemy's an equal opportunity destroyer. Every continent, every culture, every tongue, every race, every part of the human body of the body of human people on this earth has been affected by this. Okay? I don't want anything to do with it. I want to see its works destroyed. But every minister that's ever stood up and really gone after the enemy has faced the enemy by God. He swings his sword too. And we get scars. Who can attest? Anybody? Yeah. All right. But we win. So the Father, listen, so here's the deal. Here's when it works. I want you to hear. We want to get clear to that, so that we're not affected in our ability to believe God. We're not scared of it. And we can speak things, as Brother said, COVID's all over the world praying against the president, okay? Well, let's speak words against that. They're speaking words against us. So let's speak words in Jesus' name against their works. We never hate people. They're just often, listen, some people often drugs. It's witchcraft too. It's manipulation of the mind. Some people are just manipulators. They ain't working any ritual, but they're playing some games with people. Seductions, manipulation, bullying. Some people went off into this direction and some that direction, but the people that operate in this mess are hurt human beings that have been deceived. Okay? So we need compassion. Well, we don't hate human beings, but we absolutely want to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, and absolutely come against the works. So I'm going to tell you how it works against you. Okay? If you ignore it and you have ignorance. Now, God's merciful. How many know if he wasn't, none of us would be alive? How many know that? Huh? Reality, if the devil could kill every one of us, we'd all be dead. Ain't nobody be standing here. Okay? So, ignorance can cost the body of Christ. My people perish for lack of knowledge. And or destroy. Now, it goes on to say, because you've rejected knowledge. That means we ignore what his word says. So we're supposed to be wrestling with powers and principalities. We're supposed to be fighting these stuff. Okay? Now, God gave the earth to man. So he uses men. Men, that's why God told us, the Lord Jesus, he told us, he said, listen, God already knows what you need already. Father already knows, and nevertheless, right? Things come out of your mouth. When you come out of your mouth, then God takes that, he gave the earth to man, and he uses it as he wants to. But the devil can't do anything on the earth without humans. Nothing. Okay? So the way it works against you is if you ignore, have no clue if you're ignorant. Number two, if something's wrong with your loved one, and this is probably the most critical, if something's wrong with your loved one, if you got unforgiveness, if you're so rejected, you have to defend territory. Church is split because witchcraft has worked against them. And the people are not healed inside, so they fight over orange carpet. Huh? Color the carpet, what color paint, whatever. Yeah. Because there's division, there's rejection. If you're so, listen, rejection causes you to defend territory. So if somebody doesn't agree with you, you have to fight them. Because you feel less than if they don't. So if your love walk is messed up, that's when it works. Okay? So those two areas. So, witchcraft. It's also called witchery or spellcraft. It is the use of magical faculties, most commonly for religious, divinatory, or medicinal purposes. This may take many forms depending on cultural texts. Now, divinatory, divining, means you're going to another realm that's not God to get answers. Okay? Divining. So the belief in the practice of magic has been present since the earliest human cultures and continues to have an important religious and medicinal role in many cultures today. I'm going to tell you some types of witchcraft. Okay? There's a kitchen witch. Now, these are what's called good witches. This is good witches. Many deceived people think they're helping other human beings by engaging these spirits. Okay? Many of them that start off doing good work because the good work that was working for them because the demons were cooperating, then it quits working and they end up going down into darkness because the devil sucks them in. It's an addiction just like any other addiction. So there's one called a kitchen witch. They practice by home and the hearth, and they're dealing with practical sides of the religion, the magic, the elements, and the earth. We pray, I want you to understand, demons manipulate earth, wind, fire, and rain, the elements. Now today, you need to know this technology has come so far that with technology, they're doing what only witchcraft, sorcery, or God did before. God can supersede anything, supersede all laws. He can supersede the elemental things, but so did darkness. So you need to know that. So when we prayed and put the blood of Jesus, we asked the Lord to put the blood of Jesus in the earth, the wind, the dirt, the air, the atmosphere, all electrical, everything, we put the blood up. Okay? That's what they do. So then there is a satanic witch. Well, that doesn't even exist. You know why? Because witches don't even believe in Satan. The common witch, the good witch does. They don't think he exists. How many know that's a lie? How many know that? How many know the highest levels of Freemasonry, the Luciferians, they deny, so they know, but they deny hustling this Satan pit. They think Lucifer's a good guy. There's the Alexandrian tradition. They're said to be modified Gardnerian. I'm just reading what they are. There's Celtic Wicca. They use elements, the ancient ones in nature. They're usually healers and are respected. They work with plants, stones, flowers, trees, the elemental people, the gnomes, and the fairies. Anybody ever seen a face put on a tree? You know those things you can buy? Don't do that. Okay? When they put that face on that tree, something's coming. Just know that. Okay? There is the eclectic witch. They don't follow any particular religion or tradition. They study and learn from many different systems
and they use and work what's best for them. There's the British traditional witch, a mix of Celtic Gardnerian beliefs. They train through a degree process, and the covens are usually co-ed. Gardnerian tradition, they follow a structured route and ceremony and practice. They aren't as vocal as the others and have a fairly foundational set of customs. We had a store come in our little town, and they called it a pagan store. What's the name of that thing? Pandora's Box or something like that. And by the way, Pandora goes back to the god Pan, but Pandora's Box means it's a loosing of chaos, pandemonium. Pandora's Treasures. So, fortunately, they went to move in next to a little lady that owns a little Christian store, and we began to pray, and they never got it open for business. Thank you, Jesus. And we pray for their souls. We're not looking to see people destroyed. Amen? We want them saved. Now, here's what happens. You begin to pray, and you find those words, and you begin to ask God to forgive them, but you bind their works, and what's going to happen is either they're going to repent, or they're going to get moved out, or something's not going to happen well for them. It never happens well for people that work with the enemy. There's the Dianic tradition. It includes a lot of different traditions in one. Their prime focus is the goddess. It is more the feminine side of the craft. There is Pictish witchcraft. It's originally from Scotland, and it's a solitary form of the craft. It's more magical in nature than it is a religion. There's hereditary witchcraft. Someone who's been taught the old religion through generations of their family. It's inherited and passed on, and they'll pass it on by the laying on of hands, by the way. The enemy is a counterfeit of what God does. You need to know he has a counterfeit for everything. There's the Caledonian tradition. It's also called the Hecatine tradition. It's the denomination of the craft with a Scottish origin. There's powwow magic. It comes from south central Pennsylvania and is a system based on 400-year-old elite German magic. They concentrate on simple faith healing, but it does more over. I'm going to tell you, the Amish are full of witchcraft. They use hex curses, all sorts of stuff. You would not believe it. I would have never thought it, but the Amish are heavy witchcraft practitioners. There's the solitary witch. This is somebody who practices alone without a cover. They don't have any tradition. They're not part of a coven. There are Strato witches. They originally come from Italy, and they're known to be the smallest group in the U.S. Instead, their craft is wise and beautiful. Most of them think they're doing good. The Wiccan class, they think they're good, and a lot of Wiccans combine all these things. Listen, there's as much... You know how many nominations we have? Well, they got the same stuff. Humans can't stay in agreement. God's people should. You can understand why they can't, right? But God's people get pulled with it. There's Wiccan law. In Wiccan law, the goddess is seen as Mother Earth or Mother Nature. You know that word, Mother Nature? It should never come from your lips. There is no Mother Nature. Right? There's God our Father created all of creation. But there's no Mother Nature. That's a demon. The moon represents her. That's why the witch is more powerful when it's a full moon. She is seen in the fertility of anything of nature. The god is seen as the grain, the sun, and the hunt. In prehistoric times, most hunting animals were horned animals, and so the god was also known as the horned one. They, witches, the good ones, don't mess with evil. Their creed is, if it harms none, do what you will. Okay? Which means do whatever you want as long as you don't harm anyone, including yourself. They believe in the times three law or a threefold law, which means whatever you send out comes back three times, good or bad. The pinnacle is the symbol of the Wiccan religion. It's the five-pointed star with a circle around it. Lots of people are confused with the pentagram, which is just a plain five-pointed star and a pinnacle. There are a lot of other symbols as well. The pinnacle is most commonly used, which is just a five-pointed star with a circle around it. There are also symbols for the goddess, god, earth, air, fire, water, magical energy, purification, etc. And the witch's colors in these realms is black and purple. Here are some of their laws, what they consider laws. How many know there's a law of sowing and reaping comes from God? Right? We heard that today. And the world calls that karma and all that mess. That comes from that's God's word. That whatever you sow, you shall also reap. But they have what they call their laws, which is the law of knowledge. It means to affect a thing, you must know a thing. The law of names. To know the true name of a thing is to have power over that thing. And to give something a name gives it power. The law of contagion. Anything that has been in contact with something else maintains contact with that thing. The law of association. If a thing reminds you of something else, it can be used as a simulacrum for that something else for magical purposes. And I didn't bother to look that up, but if you're curious, look it up yourself. It's something that I didn't mind with the Jesus name. The law of polarity. Everything contains and implies its opposite. The law of identification. By your will, you may become anything. The law of invocation. There are forces outside of you that you can tap. How many know that's true? Lord, we're calling on the name of the Lord. Yahweh, Jesus Christ. The law of invocation. There are forces inside of you that you can tap. The law of infinite data. There's more in the universe than we can sense or know, and learning never stops. And the law of infinite universes. The law of infinite universes. It changes your perspective and you change your universe. There are always three choices available. Then there's the law of cause and effect. The same actions performed under exactly the same conditions will always produce the same results. The law of pragmatism. If it works, it is true. Now here's what we're going to do. Everybody who will pray with me. Say in the name of Jesus. If from my ancestors. Or my own activity. Any of these ungodly laws are working in my life. I now renounce them. In Jesus' name, I break their power and I submit only to the law and principles of the living God who is Yahweh. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Every spirit can enforce these laws, come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Law of knowledge, law of names, law of contagion, law of association, law of polarity. Let them go. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Law of identification. Let them go in the name of Jesus. And where these were imparted by witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Let them go in the name of Jesus. The law of invocation, the law of evocation, the law of infinite data. Let them go. The law of infinite universe, the law of cause and effect, of break your power. Get out of God's people in the name of Jesus. The law of pragmatism, I break your power in Jesus' name. Listen, that pragmatism. How many know something could work and not be of God? So listen, we need more money so we can build more casinos and we can make prostitution legal and make marijuana legal. Pragmatically, it brings in more money. But boy, it brings a curse with it, doesn't it? Amen? But we break that in Jesus' name. Everybody take a deep breath. Every remaining spirit from these areas come out now in the name of Jesus. Let them go in Jesus' name. Say, Lord, I repent it for me and my ancestors for any participation in witchcraft that is called good. I renounce these works in the name of Jesus. I renounce all laws contrary to the laws and principles of the living God. I renounce all counterfeit. I forgive anyone who has prayed or worked ritual on my behalf. And totally reject all demonic so-called blessings. I break any ungodly soul ties in this area. Send all souls and human spirits, not of me, where they belong. I call my soul and spirit back to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. I now command all these spirits that came through these practices to go in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Let them go. Let them go. Even the spirits from the soul types, I break their power. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want to give you a little deliverance 101. Okay? Group deliverance like this, and you're sitting up here with us. If you're closed off like this, and your legs are crossed, it's like we
put your fingers kind of behind your back, you say yourself, be open to the Lord to receive what He has for you and to let go of what the enemy has. Don't close yourself off. You got a loved one that's with you and you want them delivered, don't grab them while they're getting delivered. Husbands, wives, just listen. Focus on your own deliverance. If you grab them, it takes it and shifts from between you and God to you and them. And not only that, but the demons in you and the demons in them gain strength from one another, and oftentimes people don't get delivered. So if your mindset on deliverance is this, if it's in me and it doesn't look like Jesus, I want it out. If it's not the Lord, from the Lord, I don't want it. The other part of this is that we're going to be repentant, so some of the things we talk about, you may never know. But you don't know what your ancestors have done. You have no clue. None of us do. And this thing go all the way back to across the flood and back to Adam and Eve. You hear what I'm saying? So just if something's mentioned and you're thinking, well, that ain't me and that ain't mine, then don't go there. The deal is, if it came down my bloodline, I want it. And by the way, if it's not there, it won't leave. You get that? Huh? But if it's there, we want it out. Amen? So everybody say, in the name of Jesus, every spirit whose legal rights have been previously broken, and Jesus wants out of me, come out now. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Let him go. Let him go. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And you probably should dare if you haven't been around. Like I say, we get delivered bit by bit. The Word of God tells us that Israel was an example for us. In the Old Testament saints, they were examples, both their good stuff and their bad. And when the Lord's taking them into the promised land, and by the way, the promised land is alright. You heard people say, well, I'm hanging on till I go to the promised land. Well, the promised land ain't heaven. Heaven's perfect. The promised land's your life here. Because when they went in the promised land, it wasn't perfect. It was full of giants and wicked things. And they had to clear it. This is about getting cleared for now. But then one day we have our ultimate promise. And it's glorious. Amen? But in the meantime, we want to walk in the kingdom of God. How many want to walk God's kingdom here? We want to be free. We want to be at peace. You want to sleep at night. You don't want to be full of fear. You don't want to have flashbacks. You don't want to be terrified. You don't want to have perverted thoughts. Listen, if the enemy's testing, tell him to shut up, but that's not part of who you are anymore. Amen? Alright. So he told Israel, we're going to go into the promised land and we're going to take it bit by bit, lest the wild beast devour you. Because they would not have been able to hold the land. So when we make a statement, or I made that statement just then, I said, the ones Jesus ordains to come out. There's two people that determine this deliverance. And they are you and the Lord. Huh? We're presenting evidence. We're presenting agreement with God's kingdom. But you can block your deliverance, and the level of agreement you have or don't have will determine how much you're going to get. And then Jesus will do what's best for you. Amen? So you can hold that deliverance. All right? Everybody say, Lord, thank you. You're my deliverer. And I love you. And if I don't know how to love you, I'm asking you to show me how. Help me to pray. Help me to worship. Help me to get delivered. You're my deliverer. I trust you, Lord. And I know you'll do it, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen? There's black magic. Or the left-hand path. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail of that, but I'm going to tell you that it's traditionally referred to as the use of supernatural powers or magic for evil and selfish purposes. Everybody doing this knows they're playing with darkness. They're not deceived thinking they got a tree fairy helping them. Okay? Some little good fairy or, they're not deceived. They know. Okay? The left-hand path and the right-hand path the dichotomy of that is black magic is the malicious left-hand counterpart of benevolent white magic. There's a church of Satan. There's a church of Seth. Their creed is do whatever you want. Whatever you feel like doing. Anybody ever read the book of Judges? In the book of Judges, it starts out and it says Israel was in real trouble because their man did whatever he wanted to do. I mean, you know, when we do what we want to do, we're in trouble. You live by the flesh, it's going to be bad news. So other types of witchcraft, and these are mixtures of dark and light. There could be Yoruba that comes out of Nigeria, and it's like the mother of Buddha. There's Orishas in the Caribbean. There's actually another one, and I don't have it listed here, but it's called Obey. And Obey is like the power behind the power. So you have, by the time it got to the voodoo, which mixed with Catholicism and morphed from Africa, then they call their spirits Loas, L-O-A, and those Loa spirits, but there's another one called Obey, which is like a power beyond the Loas that enhances every one of their other gods' power. And that ain't like obeying God, it's just O-B-A-Y. And then there is hoodoo. It came out of the American South, and it was another the mixture that came out of voodoo and just changed as it moved in through the culture. There's root magic throughout Tennessee and Arkansas and the South and Alabama and the North and all throughout there, and even in Louisiana and elsewhere, people work roots. Okay? Our sister over there is from Pennsylvania. You know the Amish have that witchcraft. Yeah. So we got Santeria, which is a Catholic Mexican witchcraft. You have Macumba, which is another Catholic mixture, and that's down in South America. See, one of the things about the Catholics is that wherever they went, they didn't mind mixing Catholicism with whatever else people were doing. I mean, you know why? You know why? You want control. Cold people. How do you think they got so rich? With all that money coming. Okay? So they don't mind. There's a mixture. I'm going to tell you right now, I want you to hear something. You know God's people, when they don't compromise, they never get defeated? Go back and read those examples of Israel. When they did right, man, they were the king of the hill. God blessed them. They had every need met. There was nothing wrong. When they were following Yahweh and Yahweh alone, nothing could touch them. It was always the mixture that destroyed them. And it's the same way for us today, even as individuals. There is a Hagore, it's a Hindu witchcraft. I told you, every place under the sun has its witchcraft. Every continent. There's Nordic magic and Germanic magic. There's Asian magic. There's Kabbalah, which is Jewish magic. And Kabbalah is used by invoking and using the word of God to invoke angels for help. And a lot of false prophets use it. Now I'm telling you right now, that it ain't God's angels that answer that. Okay. There is Sofa, that's an Islamic witchcraft. People don't have a clue how much witchcraft is over in Iraq. It's Babylonized where Babel was. It's heavily occulted. Same way in Afghanistan. If you've ever heard the term jinn or genie, that's their demons. Okay? Genie is a jinn, and a jinn is their evil spirit. Officially, Islam says it's against it, but it's right. Right. Full of darkness. That's one of the reasons our soldiers come back so messed up. Same way in Vietnam when they went over there and the Buddhist guys cursed them, getting off the plane, getting on the plane. My people perish for lack of knowledge. When God sent Israel out, the soldiers went off and they came back. They had to be cleansed for 10 days with hyssop. They couldn't come into the camp because God was cleansing them. And it was a ritual that they were doing, but apparently it was liberating their souls. They weren't coming back with that blood and the battle on their hands. Our people don't have a clue. So our poor guys come back and they get whacked. And they can't get the images out of their mind. I'm going to tell you right now, Jesus will take them out for them. Pray for the soldiers to be brought into places and to run into people that have a clue of how to help them. I have a heart for those guys. And every once in a while, the Lord brings one to me. And we're able to undo that mess. Well, this picture, if we can see it, you may not be able to see it that well, but it is a black hen sacrifice. And it's from Kimbanda, which is another name for Macumba. It's in a graveyard
in Brazil, but you notice that it's right for us, that's a cross. I'm going to go into symbolism. See how the all-seeing eye, how many have ever seen that, Dollar Bill? All-seeing eye? How many thought that's God? It's not. That's called the eye of Horus, which is the Egyptians have a trinity, and it's Osiris and Isis and Horus. Okay? That's his eye, and it represents a number of things. Ultimately, that represents the guy they're looking for to come back, that the Masons and the Illuminati are looking back to come back, and we would call him the Antichrist. Okay? But also, right now, it represents the ability, so there's a third eye that gets open from witchcraft and drug use, and it is the ability to see into the spirit realm outside of God. So God's not doing it. It's not done by the Holy Spirit. It's done through witchcraft, ritual. It gets open through drug use as well. So the other one is alchemy there. Amulets. Brother mentioned alchemy. That sign illustrates a blending of geometric shapes, elemental symbols, and astrological signs of earth, wind, fire, and water. I told you they're doing things with technology. If you would start digging, and you know, some of you may be okay for you to, some of you don't need to, alright? But there are things coming on this earth that man is unlocking through technology that we have never seen. Some of them saw some of it before the flood. Okay? You know what the militaries of the world are doing? They're spending lots of money trying to find the pre-flood technology. Because it was greater than what we have now. Okay? Alchemy is a part of that deal. An amulet is a magic charm, such as a little Navajo barrier ring. It's supposed to bring good luck and protection against illness, accidents, and evil forces. You know, a rabbit foot to bring good luck, same thing. Four-leaf clover, the same thing. St. Christopher, same thing. And if you put a cross on and you think that that's protecting you, you may get an amulet. It just became a witchcraft tool. Okay? Nothing protects you, saint, but the blood of the Lamb of God and a relationship with the Lord Jesus. No symbolism. But symbolism, symbols, the whole dark world knows full well the power of symbols. Because symbols draw what they represent. Okay? So just know that. Now, if you want to wear your cross or something and you like it, and that's just to say I belong to Jesus, so be it. But don't think it's doing anything for you, because it's not. Next is anarchy. It's popular among school-age children. It is a symbol that fits the message of the most popular video games, role-playing games, movie, television. The lines of the A often extend outside the circle. When you see it extend outside the circle, it can often represent a sacrifice, a blood sacrifice. You see them growing on walls, you see them in places. If you're driving down the road, you see that, it means that they're declaring that they did a blood sacrifice thing. And if you're a Christian, what you do with that is say, Lord, I'm just asking you to sweep that place clean. And you do a warfare to stop that. Next is an ankh. Many Christians will wear an ankh thinking that's a cross. That's an Egyptian cross symbolizing a mythical, eternal life, rebirth, and life-giving power of the sun. Ultimately, it represents Osiris being resurrected, which goes back to the Antichrist. They're looking for him to come back. And that ankh represents that. There's a Blair Witch symbol. Sacred bull. If you're drinking Red Bull, you might ought to stop. Just say it. You're drinking monster drinks, it says clearly on the side, unleash the beast. Unleash the beast. And then the three symbols that are on there are actually in the Hebrew, and the number represented is 666. Unleash the beast. Beast in the bottomless pit. I don't want him to stay there until God lets him out. Amen? I don't want a beast unleashed in my life, except I will be unleashed from the beast, and he goes. Amen? Caduceus is the staff of Hermes. It's an ancient symbol dating back to the Greek messenger god Hermes. Then there's chaos. Apparently a self-made form of occultism taught through role-playing games such as Warhammer. That is a Masonic symbol. It's one of them. It stands for female and male. This stands for earth, wind, fire, and rain. There's your Freemasonry symbols that you see them. I was amazed. I thought that was a southern thing until I went up north. It ain't just a southern thing. Man, everywhere. Everywhere. Freemasonry will praise some to that. There's, listen, if you know you got, and I'm just going to say this, I believe everybody needs to go through the full prayers and release the Freemasonry. I'm not going to do that tonight. But there's teachings here on Freemasonry you can get. And go on and get them and go through every one of the reversal of the vows that are made in Freemasonry. You don't know. Man, it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what. The Freemasonry in our country is rampant and it's caused great problems for God's people. For all people. So here's your moon with a person in it that represents the moon god. See this cross here? Earth, wind, fire, and rain. The Celtic Druidic witchcraft got that put on a cross in Ireland and Scotland a while back. So you see that on a lot of churches and it's not good. Okay? So here, this is double-headed eagle. That's a Freemasonry symbol. It always represents, see there's a phoenix. So it's representing a phoenix as well. Double-headed eagle, double-headed phoenix. And it represents a new world order. So the old order has to die. That's what they're trying to bring in. Okay? I can almost promise you that, listen, no party's perfect, no person's imperfect. We're to pray for our leaders, but I can almost promise you that if it went the other way, we'd already be in a war with Russia. And we would be seeing hell on earth already. God gave us a little time. It's time to pray, get ourselves clean, so we can believe God for souls. Amen? Alright, so out of chaos comes a new world order. So this represents, that represents both sides. One side is what we're living now, one side is what they want to bring in. They're going to bring in a different time. This will be short-lived, and then the true new world order is coming when Jesus comes back to land and rule. Amen? See that? TBN's giving them out. Probably out of ignorance. Maybe not, I don't know. But that's called the Jerusalem cross. Okay? There's a demon called Baphomet. And then Baphomet is one of the principalities of Freemasonry. And Baphomet is a goat man that's both male and female. And I don't know if I have a picture of him later, I'll show it to you. But that's what that Jerusalem cross represents. This is an iron cross. People think cross is a cross. Well, that's a German cross. It's a cultic symbolism. And there's your old dragon. I'll tell you a story about symbols. One time a young man came to our house many years ago, and he was probably about 7 years old. My son was a little boy, and this kid had on a dragon shirt, and he was acting I just can't describe how that was. And I sat him down, and I said, "Son, you believe in Jesus?" And he said, "Yeah, I do." "Family's Christian?" I said, "Well, let me read you a story." Now, I read Revelation 12, and I read it in just a little part, Revelation 12, about that old serpent, the dragon. And I said, "That's the devil." I said, "You're a Christian. You want to wear a shirt that represents the devil?" He goes, "No." And I said, "If I give you another one, will you put it on?" And he said, "Yeah." And so I didn't throw the shirt away because it wasn't mine to throw away. But I took that shirt off and got another shirt. The kid was like an angel at that point. He's sweet to me. Just that symbol. Through that spirit. Symbols matter. I say, Chris, listen, let me tell you something. If you're drawn to things that are dark, and you're born again, it's because you need deliverance. You've got demons. You've got demons that are occultic demons that you've inherited. It's the only reason you could even want any of that stuff. So if you're drawn to dream catchers, if you're drawn to totem poles, listen, I can't tell you how many Christians and men especially get them swords. They're cool-looking swords, but they got a dragon's foot on it. It ain't of God. Okay? It's not of God. All right. So now we got a dream catcher. I live in Oklahoma. I can't tell you how many dream catchers are on the mirrors. You know what a dream catcher does? It catches spirits. It's supposed to catch the bad ones so they don't bother you in your dreams. But here's what it does. It catches them. You don't catch them. It calls them to you. Because it's a talisman. It calls them to you. It brings them right into your home. Back again is the evil eye, symbol of a dreadful, fabled curse. I've told you about witchcraft. Okay? I told you that. See, so sometimes you perish for lack of knowledge. But sometimes you're walking in the Spirit. Sometimes things can start affecting you. You realize what's going on and you pray to counter that. And one time we were in the ministry and my wife's eyes started bothering her. And it bothered her all night. And the next day we have a daughter in the Lord. And we told her what was going on. She said, "My eyes bothering me." Well, there was a lady of questionable character on that weekend. And so immediately as they told me and we're walking, I said, "I break the power of the evil eye." And both of their eyes died. So it's just like, in Jesus' name. Alright. So back to the all-seeing eye. This is the eye of Horus again. This is in India, but you'll find the same thing in Native America. Listen, when Babel split up, went all over the world, the symbolism went all over the world. It has different names. The gods are called different. They're same spirits. Same things, different names, different languages. But you go over to, I went to Nepal, and this symbolism, even if it's on the Masonic lodges and everything else, and Nazi swastikas and all that, those are ancient witchcraft symbols. And they also represent, and I told you, the ability to see into the spirit realm, but that Nazi symbol is representing a wormhole. That is help from the other side, or beings coming through the veil. How many know there's a veil? Do you understand a veil? A veil means that we're alive here, but there are spirits all over. There's angels of the Lord. Praise God, there's more for us than against us, according to the Word of God. But there's demons everywhere. And there's a veil that hides them. They're here, but we can't see them. And so these portals get open, and those symbolism represents portals of getting those open. The only reason those beings can come through the veil is when man calls them. Just know that. Alright, so we got an Italian horn. People wear it for good luck. There's your mighty Power Rangers. That's Zeus's symbol, that lightning bolt right there. This is called a mandala. Some people think that's cool. Earth, wind, fire, and rain. There's your portal in there. There's an elephant god from India. This is Native American. Earth, wind, fire, and rain. There's your thunderbird. Thunderbird and phoenix are the same thing. Okay? So there's mermaids. Mermaids are real. Okay? It's not imaginary. Demons called mermaids. And there were beings called mermaids. And probably pretty soon, here they're going to be beings come back again, all of our minds. Things are about to manifest on the earth. This is an Arabic and Islamic wicked symbolism. I think it means for the devil, I believe. There's your peace sign. That was from Nero. That sign was from Nero, and it represented Christians being burned upside down on the step. We call it a peace sign. So there's your upside down. This is satanic. Symbolism of a pinnacle, so it's got the circle around it, but see it upside down. And then again here, so here's your Thunderbird, and there's the center in the head, but then here's the two sides in his wings. See it? So, swastika, told you what that means. We associate that with the Nazis, but they just borrowed it. Okay? The Nazis were occultists. Even their scientists said they got their help from the other side, and it was not God. Okay? So, all of their technology, and they were far advanced. They were hair's breadth away from having the nuclear weapon before we. And probably, truthfully, the powers that be in the world decided they weren't going to do it, but we were. Okay? So, other symbols, there's your sun gods. See that symbol, the tongue out, that's common over there in Polynesia and all over. That's a goddess that runs up and down the northwest coast of the United States. Totem poles. Trident, every trident is wicked, it's Neptune's four. You need to know these things. You don't want those in your home, on your kids' t-shirts. Huh? You're bringing cursed objects into your home. God says if you bring a cursed object in your home, you become like it. It contains and gives legal right for demons to be in your home. So if you're going to become like it, then you're going to be a transporter of demons too. So here's a unicorn, yin and yang. Anybody ever see watch Karate Kid? Anybody ever saw Karate Kid back in then? Well, in Karate Kid, at the very end of the deal, he's in the fight with the bully, and he's in Okinawa, and all the people gather around with one of these, and they start going like this: boom, 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 boom. But that's how the Okinawa call their spirit death problem. So in that movie,
boom, 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 and all of a sudden he whips the other guy. They call that the mind kill. If anybody cares to go look at symbolism, there's the website right there. It matters. It matters vastly. If you love Jesus, why would you have something from darkness? In your home, on your home. I'm telling you, and we've seen it. And anybody that has been doing this knows that it'll bring darkness into your home. But even if it didn't, why would you want to represent darkness? It's poor witness. Terrible witness. Don't be a person that perishes for lack of knowledge. So how can witchcraft affect the church or Christian's personal life, or unrepented for generational witchcraft that results in manipulation, control, a play upon the artful, unfair, or insidious means, especially to one's own advantage? It is to change by artful or unfair means to serve one's purpose, to doctor. Manipulation within God's own people results in controlling pastors, deacons, husbands, wives, and children. This brings a strong fight for territory. I spoke about that earlier. I told you about the third eye. You know that because the third eye is open in people, because they never got delivered, so they're good people, they love God, but the third eye is still open, so they end up thinking they're speaking for God and a familiar spirit is speaking through them. Because the third eye is open, they have visions that aren't from God and think it's from God. I'm going to tell you, it's everybody I've ever seen, and you hear them say, well, they're seeing this in the spirit realm. They're seeing it all day, all the time. Listen, all the time they're seeing it. Almost every time that third eye is open, it needs to be closed. Amen? With unrepentant witchcraft rooted ultimately in fear and rejection, anger and control, allowed to go unimpeded, the enemy sends outside agents to curse God's people. Since it's dulled to what is truly of God and what is not, many of God's people fall victim to what is sin against them. Without becoming fearful or paranoid, we are to become, as Scripture says, Matthew 10:16, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. You therefore be wise as serpents and harmless as a dove. We need to repent for the iniquities of our fathers in Jesus' name and break generational curses of witchcraft. What does the Lord say? He hates it. He says, Exodus 22:18, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Deuteronomy 18:10, thou shalt not be found among you anyone that makes his son or daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of time, or an enchanter, or a witch. Leviticus 19:31 says, regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am Yahweh, your God. Leviticus 20:27, a man or a woman who is a medium or a necromancer talking to the dead, they shall be stoned with stones and their blood shall be upon them. 2 Corinthians 6:17, wherefore come out from amongst them, be separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Amen. Everybody who will pray with me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I do repent for anything in me and my bloodline that opened the third eye. Lord, I want every good and perfect gift that comes down from the Father of lights. But I utterly reject all counterfeit giftings. And I command those demons to flee. I break the curses and I ask you, Father, to close the third eye in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Let him go. Let him go. Eye of Horus, be closed. Get out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Every spirit holds the third eye open. Go. Leave God's people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. False giftings, come out now in the name of Jesus. Clairvoyance, come out now in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Counterfeit Holy Spirit, come out in the name of Jesus. Counterfeit Jesus, come out in Jesus' name. You lying spirit, get out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We only want what's real. We need everything God has for us, and we deny nothing from Him. But I don't want any other spirit. Do you? No. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatever
things are true, and whatsoever things are honest, and whatsoever things are just, and whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now I want to show you some things. How about toys? How's that guy? Lovely? Virtuous? Tricky? You know, if your eye doesn't see that as tricky, then something's blocking you from seeing it. That's wicked. It's death. Okay, this girl here, a Wonder Woman, that is Diana, Artemis. Okay? Ephesus had temples to her. That's nothing more or less than a false god being recycled for our little children to play with. Get inoculated, because we don't know what's good or bad. She's an Amazon character. Diana, by the way, always required human sacrifice and had sexual prostitutes, so did Artemis, both male and female. Okay? It's really like a Statue of Liberty. That's who that's right. So, alright, here's some other ones. So, these are creatures, these are kids' toys. Okay? You don't see that as dark. Now this one, interestingly enough, doesn't look that dark, but it's kind of futuristic, but this name is Prometheus. It's a line of toys, and Prometheus, or Prometheus, is called by the Greeks the Creator. Okay? So they're deceiving us. They're getting us to play with things that don't belong. These are representing, I'm going to show you here in a little bit, listen, Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun, whatever it would be. Whatever it was will be again, in a paraphrase. Jesus said when he returns, it's going to be like the days of Noah. These other creatures represent things, mixtures. See, this is a human mixed with some kind of winged insect. How about these little cutie pies? Huh? My Little Pony is a witchcraft deal. Look at that. That's a fairy. That's a little demon. Those things people are giving their kids for toys. Some people have kids can't sleep, it's because of this stuff. Little seductive beings. They bring a curse on their house. Video games. Witchcraft practitioners, video games. Now that's pretty ugly. Things to come. Alright, see this? This is from the movies. Okay? There was a movie, it was called Avatar. And it represented, these are mixtures, elves and humans. And you think, well, that's bizarre. Why do you think they're showing all that stuff? Our scientists have broken the human genome code. They know how to mix humans with every animal there is. If they're talking about it, they did it 20 years ago. The technology they release and say that they have is 30 years or more. 20, 30, 40, even 50 years ago, what they're telling us they can do now. So it's far beyond anything you can imagine. These movies, I ain't got a friend of mine, we talked about this stuff, and this is the truth. Science fiction, there's no such thing. It's what they're doing. They're showing in the movies the abominations that they're doing and what's about to be released on the earth. God hadn't given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. But we better learn to pray against things. The Bible says, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. So I want to tell you something. You are right now, and some of the things that we're kicking out look like this, if you can see them. Okay? Well, they may look like that, and they may look like that. But we don't see them. They're just what is in. But one day, they're going to manifest on this earth. And people are going to see them. And that's one of the reasons the Bible said they're going to fight with fear at what's coming upon the earth. All right, see these, all these guys, people, oh man, these are good action stories. Every one of those is a mixture. Every one of them is a mixture. There's Thor, you know who he is? The chief god of the Nordics is Odin. And Thor is his son with a human woman. Okay? He's a god. All these others, every single Iron Man, Ant-Man, Wasp Man, they represent mixtures. They're called mighty heroes, mighty men. They're labeled the Earth's mighty heroes. Nothing new under the sun. You've been prepared for what's coming. Read this. All angels before the flood took women for wives. Genesis starting in 6:1. Now after the population of human beings has been increased throughout the earth, daughters have been born to them. Some beings noticed how attractive human women were. So they took wives for themselves from a selection that pleased them. So the Lord said, my spirit won't remain with human beings forever because they're truly mortal. Their lifespan will be 120 years. The Nephilim were on the earth at that time and also immediately afterward. And those divine beings were having sexual relations with those human women who gave birth to children for them. These children became heroes and legendary figures of ancient times. Jesus says it's going to be like the days of Noah. You go back and look what happened in the days of Noah. And by the way, it happened after the flood too. Noah lived 900 years. So he lived 600 years before the flood, 300 something years after the flood. So it happened before and it happened afterwards. And that is what we're seeing come to pass. How many know we need to get right with Jesus? Okay? The toys are preparing the way spiritually. The toys are preparing. Listen, you're inoculated. These guys, and the truth is, there's things going to show up here, and they're going to say they made mankind. They're going to say they made mankind. Things like ancient aliens, what they're pumping out there, these fallen angels, and then the UFOs, they're going to say they made mankind. And people are going to believe it. You hear me? How many know that many people already believe we're seeded from some being in our time, right? Some planet way off. I'm sorry, I've got to keep this mic. He comes and warns me. Try and keep that microphone on. That's all. All right.
This is the end of part A. Please play part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.